A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After 3 months, we set sail on a ship that had wintered at the island of Malta. It was an Alexandrian ship with the Dioscuri as its figurehead. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. And from there, we sailed round the coast and arrived at Regium. After a day, a south wind came up, and in 2 days, we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers and were urged to stay with them for 7 days. And thus we came to Rome. The brothers from there heard about us and came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul gave thanks to God and took courage. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. He remained there 2 full years in his lodgings, received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. Gloria tibi Domine. After the crowd had eaten their fill, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and proceed him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Verbum Domini. The Catholic Church is known for many magnificent structures of worship, our basilicas, cathedrals, shrines, and churches. They are beautiful places to praise and adore God. And these give us a glimpse or a taste of what the heavenly glory will be. And as we see the beautiful architecture, the marble, the gold, and the precious stones. But most importantly, within these sacred walls is where we encounter God. And it is within these churches and structures where the divine life and love of Jesus Christ comes into our soul. It's where we receive grace upon grace upon grace through the sacraments. And so today we celebrate the dedication of the basilicas, two of the four major basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul. And here are two men who had an encounter with Jesus in the church, and two holy saints who glorified Jesus with their lives. And so this today is a reminder for us of the importance of encountering God, of seeing him in the church, of knowing that it is there where we become face to face with him, where we receive grace to be conformed to his image and likeness, to be conformed to his mind and his heart. And so here, if you've ever been to Rome, you know, it's good to make a pilgrimage there if you can, and to go and see the four major basilicas. And the four being, you know, you have the St. John Lateran Basilica, who's known as the Arch Basilica, the Basilica of St. Mary Major, then there's the Basilica of St. Peter, and the Basilica of St. Paul. Now, both these basilicas, they were built by the Emperor Constantine, you know, in the fourth century. First, St. Peter's was originally on this place called Vatican Hill. Later on, it would be moved, and it would be in its present site, and it was eventually dedicated in the year 1626 by Pope Urban VIII. Now, the Basilica of St. Paul you know, same thing. It was built by Constantine. Later on, there was a fire around the year 1823. And then people generously gave for the reconstruction of the basilica. And later on, it was rededicated around the year 1854 by Pope Pius IX. And these two specific basilicas, Peter and Paul, tell us of the importance of these two great saints, both apostles, both who laid down their lives for Jesus Christ. We know Peter the Apostle, who was accompanying Jesus throughout the 3 years of his public life, was a witness to his life, death, and resurrection. We know that St. Paul, who was a persecutor and even murderer of Christians, had this profound conversion when he met Jesus on the road. And there afterwards, he was one who emptied himself for love of God. So here are two pillars in the church, and we honor them with these holy basilicas, Peter, of course, being the first pope, Paul with his influence in the church, his inspiration in writing many of the books of the New Testament. And then both who had committed themselves to preaching, evangelizing, baptizing, and then even receiving martyrdom. They deserve to be honored in such a way. But these were men who, in encountering Jesus, worshiped Jesus. They praised Jesus in the church. They spent time with him. Of course, after his death and resurrection. And here are they praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. But men who were well aware that they were temples of the Holy Spirit of God. Knowing that the power of the sacraments, of baptism, of receiving his own body and blood, of being confirmed in the Holy Spirit. And with this, and knowing their power, they were able to walk out in faith. Now here in the gospel reading, as we see in many of the gospel passages, Peter struggled. Here today, he was really bold. He was very sometimes overzealous. But yet, he's always resilient. And today, he wants to walk on water because he sees Jesus on the water. But as he gets out, the waves get a little rough. And then he doubts, and of course he sinks, and Jesus is there to pick him up. Paul, being that he was a persecutor of Christians, he was murdering them. Both these men were humble. They knew that they had weaknesses. They knew that they often fell short, but they also knew of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. They knew about the forgiveness of the Lord. And both were resilient. Both knew that in their weakness, God would give them strength. And this is so what we can take from them. We see two men, two holy saints, two men of faith and inspiration, two pillars within the church, but yet two men who were weak, who were human, who were often humbled, but yet two men who trusted in God, who looked to Jesus, who were in the church, who knew that they could receive grace upon grace to do the work of God, men who walked in faith. And so in this honoring today of the basilicas of St. Peter and Paul, we know what God gives us in the church, the free gift of his grace. And so through their intercession, the intercession, of course, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we pray that we too can be attentive to the grace of the sacraments we receive in the church, hearing the word, and then going out and being active like these two saints, glorifying God with our lives through the preaching of our example and, of course, our words. So we pray, St. Peter and Paul, pray for us.